Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Underdog, Robert Palmer, and Sex Doll Butts. They're all coming up right after this.
Oh, I spilled my beer all over my classy new Miami Heat shirt. What shall I use to sop it up?
You need the paper towel that everyone is talking about. New LeBronny paper towels.
LeBronny towels, eh? Ain't that those really expensive ones from Cleveland?
That's right. You'll pay more for LeBronny, but they're worth it. LeBronny paper towels have deep currency-lined pockets that soak up both spills and an undue amount of attention.
Can I depend on LeBronny?
Absolutely. Well, at least for a few years, LeBronny won't let you down. Of course, eventually you might wake up one morning to discover that LeBronny is gone. But don't worry, you'll find some other paper towel. In the meantime, LeBronny is the best paper towel money can buy.
So people really like LeBronny, eh?
It depends on who you ask. People in Miami love LeBronny. Other places, not so much.
Is it really worth the money? I mean, will LeBronny really soak up spills better than them other paper towels?
Don't take my word for it. Just listen to what this fan in Cleveland says.
LeBronny sucks!
Sucks?
Oh, yeah. It sucks up spills better than any other paper towel. So go out today and pick up some LeBronny. It's self-absorbent beyond belief. If you've got enough money, LeBronny paper towels will come work for you anywhere. Only from Bob and Tom Industries.
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
It's the Bob and Tom Show. Today's defendant, Christy Lee.
I didn't do it.
What's that mirror doing on your ceiling?
Not guilty. He made me do it.
Why did he want you to put it in the kitchen?
Yeah.
Well.
This is a Josh joke. Go ahead, take it.
Pat Godwin, how the heck are you?
I'm good. How about you, Josh?
Wouldn't that be terrific? Would that not be the greatest thing of all time if you went to Josh's house and there was a mirror on the ceiling of the kitchen? No explanation.
No, that's pretty funny.
Do you have a kitchen island?
I don't.
Oh.
So why do you have that mirror? I like to watch myself eat.
By the way, that's probably out there somewhere.
That's a good sight gag.
That's very that's funny.
Ace Cosby manning the board. And boy, is he manning it, Christy. Oh. Will you look at that?
Oh, he's a man, all right.
Oh, look, he's got that quarter zip top.
Oh, yeah, showing
Christy,
enough.
You just want to grab that zip with your teeth and go south.
No, Ace is like my brother. That's disgusting.
That makes it even kinkier.
No. Ooh, taboo. Jeff Oskey.
What's up?
Sitting in for Chick McGee. Keep getting better, Chicky. We miss you. Willie is out in L.A. with Kostaki. My gosh, they're checking out the Radio Row there for the Super Bowl.
Very exciting.
Yes, I'm Josh Arnold here at the IHateStevenSinger.com sidekick chair. We'll be talking to Steven a little later. And Tom is, of course, in his place with his bright, shiny face.
Thank you very much. Once again, I prefer being referred to as Notorious TBG.
Oh, I apologize. Write that down. Apologies.
A.K.A. No. Biggie Cox. Because I'm related, of course, to Wally Cox.
Nobody knows who Wally Cox is.
Yes, they do.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Wally Cox, the voice of Underdog.
Boy.
Yeah, that's relatable. I think he's more relatable on Hollywood Squares than anything else.
Underdog was the thing.
Okay. Whatever.
We're arguing over.
There's no need to fear. Underdog is here.
Oh, I like the theme. That's good.
When criminals in this world appear, bring the law that they should fear. And fight to all who
comes.
Buddy.
Fine.
that.
Oh. He was only 48 when he died, Wally Cox.
Yeah.
He was only 48?
Wow. Yeah. He looked like he was 52.
His whole life.
Well, that's only 4 years, isn't it?
Yeah. But Wally Cox, Marlon Brando's best friend.
Isn't that interesting?
Of all random things.
That's fascinating.
Didn't Underdog have to take a pill?
A super pill? Like
yeah, in his ring or something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Dean's agreeing.
Yes.
Yeah. Underdog.
Wow. That's
wasn't he on a show called Mr. Peepers?
Yep.
Yeah, about the local pervert?
Before he
Wally Cox?
What?
Yeah.
No, I don't know. What was Mr. Peepers, Tom?
I never. That's way before my time, even. So.
Well, that's why I'm asking you.
Okay. I don't know. Now, we were also talking about snacks for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Oh, Jeff has his.
Yeah. Oh, we had some people write in, and one person says he likes to take two Hershey bars, put a layer of mayo in between, and make a Hershey bar sandwich.
No.
That sounds terrible.
No.
That's, that's quite something.
Yeah, there you go. But I did. Now, the.
I just threw up a little bit.
Robert Redford cake. We have posted the recipe, and there are apparently a lot of variations on it.
Yes,
it started as apparently better than sex cake, but then going to the church social, they changed it to better than Robert Redford cake
Robert Redford dessert because it kind of isn't really
for
cake.
Fun this weekend when you make it. Substitute mayo for the whipped cream and surprise all your family.
Or not. I would
hate you.
Now, here's a suggestion. This is better than a Robert Redford cake. It's called better than Robert Palmer cake because it's...
Simply irresistible.
I love this song.
Oh, I like a lot of his stuff.
Me
it's great.
Too.
Yeah.
Addicted to love.
Good voice.
Yeah.
Man, he had the hottest band.
Yeah.
Oh, those girls really didn't play that?
No, they were just dancing in the back.
An MTV classic.
Yeah. Two of them.
Probably made in 3 hours. That was a day's worth of makeup.
I was a Robert Palmer girl once.
What?
I did the makeup. Remember when we did a live show?
Yeah.
We did a live show and a couple of the girls here in the staff, we became Robert Palmer girls.
Oh, that's fun.
Do you have any
pictures? I do have a picture somewhere.
What was under the dress? Did you have a...
We just wore short black dresses.
Her boobs.
What do you mean? What was under the dress?
Well, in the video, they were
dessert.
They're braless in the video.
Oh, my God.
Are they really? What?
Yeah, we are.
I'm sorry. I just didn't.
I mean, oh, yeah.
They're what?
They're braless.
Completely braless. That's the whole allure of that video, those two videos.
I never noticed that.
I never noticed that. Take a good look.
I didn't either.
Wow. Well,
that was before High Def TV, Pat. You must have been very close to
that.
That's
why I can't see it this day.
Note the glasses.
Robert Palmer did not live long.
No, I remember. Remember where we were all together when we found out when he passed away?
Wait, on a
plane to the Bahamas. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I had no idea he was dead.
Oh, yeah. He's been gone a long time.
He was a chain smoker of French cigarettes.
Might as well face it, he was addicted to butts.
That's a whole different fetish.
Cigarette butts.
Again, that's why I was asking you if maybe you could come out with the butt-oriented blow-up dolls.
You know, they sell just butts.
Yeah.
If you want just a butt.
Blow-up butt?
No. It's like a, silicone? Yeah. And you can get them of your favorite porn star.
What?
Yeah.
You're kidding me.
I'll never forget the one. I was in a porn shop with some friends. We were out of town somewhere, and we went into this place, and we saw a lot of those butts. And
are they packaged?
Yes. And then I looked over, and in a box was Jenna Jameson's head.
No!
Yeah.
This is crazy.
Way
are these licensed?
Yeah.
Yep.
The porn stars actually model for them. They would actually get the silicone molds and stuff. Hmm. I saw a documentary about it. This guy was getting his part done.
Well, front or back part?
Front. And he was sitting there, and they were like, you have to stay tumescent.
Yeah.
And then. And so he was like, well, I need a little help. And then this girl started kissing on his neck. He's like, thank you.
Now, how hot is the latex as they pour it on
you? Dude, it was weird. They made this plaster mold, and then they poured the... Yeah, they don't actually pour the latex on there.
Oh, okay.
They just make a plaster mold of it, and then they...
What would this...
Wouldn't that be hard?
Was this like for a Valentine's Day gift for somebody? Or?
It was for a mass-produced line of dildos.
Would that be hard, so to speak, for a man to do?
I think so, because it's so clinical.
Right.
You're just in a... Yeah.
You got
to rip that he had to have a fluffer, if you will.
Was it like a paper mache where they ripped up this paper and plastered it?
No, they smeared it all over him, like that plaster or whatever. Then they just let it harden, and then they took it carefully. They took it off, and my gosh, because if he had gone soft, then it would have not made the hole.
Sure. Yeah.
Oh, and I'm sure as he was doing it, he was singing to himself. Looks like my genitalia are in stores all over America.
Oh, if I can license my wiener, I'm doing it.
Yeah?
Yeah. Tom, why don't we make the Biggie Cox marital aid?
Notorious H.O.G.
We could have the men of the butt.
Well, squeeze them and they talk.
So how do we do this quarter, Tom? Well, we continue to lose money. It looks like we're going to be shredding $1,000.
Well, other than he seems to be selling him his gag gifts for bachelorette parties.
Well, once again, the Ace is our top seller.
Use mine as a toothpick.
People are stereotyping.
Godwins are selling as those little rubber fingers at offices.
That's just mean, isn't it?
Man? Well, he said toothpick at first.
Okay, I'm sorry.
He's the one that's hung like a Greek god. We already know that.
Yeah.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
All right, we teased this before the break. If Rob Gronkowski were to play with any other quarterback besides Tom Brady, because, you know, he said he would never play with another quarterback in the NFL, who would it be? Because he did announce yesterday during the Autograph NFTs podcast, or whatever that show is, that there is one quarterback that he really likes and he would really consider playing with.
Huh.
Okay. It is Joe Burrow.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah, wow. He could become a Cincinnati Bengal.
Wow, perfect.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
That'd be exciting, wouldn't it?
Yeah, yes. Gronkowski will become an unrestricted free agent in March. There'll be a handful of teams looking to lure him, of course. He's an all-pro tight end. And the Bengals tight end, CJ, is it Umoza?
Was this the whole thing about the taking Uzoma? Off the brace, ripping off the brace?
Was also expected to be a free agent, so there's a real chance Gronk could become a Bengal.
Wow.
CJ, during the fan rally, said I'm not missing the biggest game of my life and ripped off his the knee brace.
Very dramatic.
Well, it sure
Uzoma.
Is.
Sorry, reminded me CJ. Of
when, reminded me of when Josh came back to work here.
Yeah.
Oh, what did he rip off?
Remember he came in here and he hadn't been on for a long, long time and spit the food all over the board and said, I'm ready to go.
Spit the food.
I thought he was going to say you tore off your lobster bib.
Yeah.
That would have been funnier.
Yeah, I was thinking girdle, but lobster bib's the best.
Throw away the pizza box.
That's very, what I was going to say.
Dramatic.
Carrying in the pizza box. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Instead, I had a mouthful of food.
And
I
just spit it all over the mic.
I'm back.
I would never spit out food.
So sorry. Once again, Christy Lee at the news desk. Have we missed anything?
Here's a quick story for you, Josh Arnold.
Yes, please.
Miranda Lambert and Dierks Bentley are going to perform during the first intermission of the outdoor NHL game between the Predators and the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Oh.
That game will be held February 26th at Nissan Stadium in Nashville, home of the Tennessee Titans. Their performance will be shown as part of TNT's coverage of the game.
Cool.
It's kind of cool.
NHL ratings way up because of their now on TNT and TBS.
Oh, really?
Yes.
How's your team doing?
Oh, boy. You know, right now they're not doing much because of the Olympics, but because originally they were all going to be there, you know, the NHL players.
Oh, that's right.
But not great. Not great.
Oh, well. Are you going to go to a game this year?
I am, yeah. St. Louis. Mm-hmm. Near, the end of April, something like that.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
When does their season end?
End of April.
Oh.
Yeah. There's a chance I'm going to the last game
of
the season.
Gotcha.
So hopefully we'll be...
Now, a few years ago, didn't we send you to...
You sure did. You sent my brothers and I to game 5 of the Stanley Cup playoffs.
And you proved to be bad luck.
I sure did. Boy, we painted our beards blue and everything.
Aww.
Remember that? Oh, that was nice.
Yeah, I didn't remember work. That.
But
we had a hell of a time, man. Thank you.
And then
What?
And then they ended up winning.
They ended up winning.
Yeah.
That was great.
Blues. Yeah. Go Blues. Okay, I'm sorry, Christy, back to you.
Well, that's all the sporting news I have, unless you have something to add.
We can go with some other stuff here. Why don't we do this exciting story about the nun.
California nun and school principal who stole more than $800,000 to pay for a gambling habit has been sentenced to a year in federal prison.
And by the way, I'm sure headline writers everywhere are doubling down on habit.
Sure.
Sorry.
80-year-old sister, is it Mae Margaret Kruger, admitted to stealing the money over a 10-year period while she was principal at St. James Catholic School in the L.A. suburb of Torrance.
Oh, I think if I had a 10-year period, I'd start stealing the money.
Especially at 80. Yeah.
That's a miracle right there.
That is a miracle, Pat.
Oh, yeah. Where'd you get the story? National
Geographic?
That's
a miracle. According to the U.S. Attorney's Office, she diverted the money to pay for personal expenses that included credit card charges and large gambling expenses incurred at casinos. She pleaded guilty last July. The Long Beach Press-Telegram reports, in addition to the prison sentence, U.S. District Court Judge Otis D. Wright II also ordered Kruger, to pay back the school approximately $835,000.
She's going to get that money.
You know how much she's going to pay back? None.
None.
No, that's part of the story that really?
She's going to have to start gambling again.
Yeah. Come on, baby. Mama needs a new pair of sensible shoes. She's a nun going to prison.
For a year.
I was thinking about this. I think there could be a great TV show here. Black and White is the New Black.
Hey, yeah, I like
shoot
it.
Of the orange thing.
My vow of celibacy.
She sounds like a sharp cookie.
Yeah.
A sharp cookie?
Oh, yeah. She was able to embezzle almost $1 million.
Yeah. Have you paid Catholic school tuition?
Yeah, that's like a semester.
Yeah. Give her a week and she'll have all the prison cigarettes and ramen noodles. Now, we had another story about a nun that was in trouble. Do you remember this one a couple years ago?
You'd have to tell us the details.
It was a nun.
Give us a hint.
It was in France, and it involved a nun from the past. Her name was Joan of Leeds, a 14th century nun. And here's the story. She faked her own death and made a daring escape from a convent, according to the CBC.
You remember why, Christy?
She fell in love?
Yes.
Yeah.
But.
The way they word it, to pursue the ways of carnal lust.
Yeah.
The reason this was in the news last year, it's because it was just uncovered by various scholars at the Center for Medieval Studies at the University of York, who found a bunch of letters written by Archbishop William Melton. So I guess this must have been, rather than in France, this must have been in the Leeds area of the UK.
So did she fall in love with the Archbishop or somebody else?
Well, here's the cool part. She crafted a dummy in the likeness of her own body and put it in the bed, just like, what's the movie where Escape from Alcatraz?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
They put the body. And then it reads as follows. She had no shame in procuring or getting it to be buried in a sacred place. So she faked her death and somehow had them bury the dummy.
How did she do that?
Well, she's a slut, so she probably... A little handy.
They didn't know that the dummy in the bed must have been
other people involved.
Right, yeah. Exactly. They kind of thought it was a sort of a vast sort of conspiracy.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And it was weird because in the bathroom stall, she wrote a phone number and called this guy for a good carnal lust. Did you have a tribute, Pat?
Stuck inside this convent. Feels like forever. Thank you, Linda. Making love to no one. Since God knows when. I'm through. I'm a hot mama. What do I do? I'm a hot mama. What should I do? If I ever get out of here, all I need is a pork a day. If I ever get out of here.
Here we go. Very complicated.
I got a lot going on over here.
It's still going on?
Well, I quit the habit with a mighty dash and left a dummy in the bed. Kissed the first one, said to the second guy there, they think that I'm dead. None on the run. None on the run. Did a sailor man and a bartender dance. It's time to have some fun. With the nun on the run. Da-da-da-da-da, do me. Nun on the run. Da-da-da-da-da, do me. Nun on the run.
Oh, that's great, man.
A lot going on. A lot.
Yeah, yeah. I guess
that's enough.
I guess you couldn't do the da-da-da-da-da-da on the keyboard.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.